January 27th. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart meets Marie Antoinette. On this day in 1756, Mozart was born in Salzburg in Austria. His loving father quickly realized that Wolfgang and his sister were exceptionally talented at music. And as early as 1762, when his son was only 6 years old, he started taking them on concert tours to show off their skills. From Munich they went to Vienna, to the court of the Holy Roman Emperor, who was delighted with their performances. Here, both children were allowed to play with the Habsburg children, including the seven-year-old Marie Antoinette, the future Queen of France. The story goes that young Mozart slipped and fell on the polished floor in the palace, and Marie Antoinette, who was almost exactly the boy's age, caught him. He kissed her and told her, "I'll marry you some day." But they never met again. Mozart died aged 35 in December 1791. After the revolution had started in France. And as we all know, Marie Antoinette went to the guillotine in 1793. One wonders how history might have been different. Today's poem is about music. It's from Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. It's a very nice piece of writing, I think. If music be the food of love, play on. Give me excess of it, that surfeiting the appetite may sicken and so die. That strain again, it had a dying fall. Oh, it came, oh my ear, like the sweet sound that breathes upon a bank of violets. Stealing and giving odour, enough, no more. 'Tis not so sweet now as it was before. O spirit of love, how quick and fresh art thou, that notwithstanding thy capacity, receiveth as the sea, nought enters there, of what validity and pitch soe'er, but falls into abatement and low price. Even in a minute, so full of shapes is fancy, that it alone is high fantastical. Today I give thanks for opportunities given to me to learn from others.